And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, I was just at a networking event as recently as last night. How should someone in the studio, in the Business Radio X family, work a networking event?
I think this is one of the great benefits that we have and our clients have when they do any type of networking. No longer do they have to be the person at the networking meeting with their business card out saying, hey, buy my stuff. Hey, I'm the best blah, blah, blah in the planet. You should, we should have coffee so I can tell you how awesome I am. What you can do when you are as part of the Business Radio X family is you can put your media hat on, and when you can go in there and say, you know what? I'm looking for interesting guests. I do a show that's about blah, blah, blah. Do you know anybody that would be a good guest for my show? Or you can say, my company sponsors a show about blank. Do you know anybody that would be a good guest for that show? And a lot of times that person will say, what about me? How about me? And you've totally changed the whole dynamic of networking. It's no longer about hoping that they pick you to have coffee with you. It's you have something of value that they want and that they want to be part of, and they want to connect with you. They want to open up their LinkedIn account and share names with you because they look like a hero because they're connecting their people with you, and you've just flipped the table.
Well, and I experienced this. I'm serious. As recently as last night, I mean, I was the belle of the ball. Well, John Ray, one of our studio partners, was really the belle of the ball. But I'm the cool radio guy that's serving the community, and people have met people through us. It's just a completely different, it's different positioning. It's a different dynamic. It totally changes your presence and your approach in serving your community. And I think it's one of those advantages of being part of the Business Radio X family that sometimes maybe we take for granted, and it is such a gift.